about a little of that wine I promised you? I had it imported from Napa Valley, California.
Lips that touch wine shall never touch mine.
Oh, well, that might make drinking this a little difficult. How about a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
I don't think I understand.
This is health food. Those matches are for nibbling. Try one.
Not bad. Peppermint.
Try one of my cigarettes. It's, fruity. Just full, quick energy. The road to better health is a healthy diet.
Okay. Why don't we wash it all down with a little aqua pura?
Mr. Smart, you are so handsome, so sophisticated. Je t'adore.
Oh, is it open? Et così rimbalzo la balla.
Enchanté. Call you Max. That was a wonderful kiss. It just seemed to send sparks all through me.
Well, I'll drink to that.
What was that, Max?
Oh, nothing really. Someone just tried to poison me.
Really?
Yes. While I was kissing you, he shot this wire over my head and sent down a poison pellet. But it missed and fell on the bar right here. At least it was right here. Unless, of course, don't tell me you put it in my drink.
I put it in your drink.
I asked you not to tell me that.
That poison is a gift from chaos, Mr. Smart. Compliments of Mr. Hercules. At exactly 1 o'clock tomorrow, you will be dead.
Doing here, Chief? I don't need entertainment. I need an antidote.
This backstage at the Follies is our front for the control lab, and it works perfectly for Dr. Steele.
Dr. Steele?
Our head toxicologist, the best there is in the field of poison and antidotes.
Well, does this doctor practice or rehearse?
Yes, Max, 9 out of 10 doctors who get poisoned come to Dr. Steele.
I've heard of big suitcases, but this is ridiculous.
It's the only way we can keep chaos from discovering the location of Dr. Steele's lab, Max. Oh, doctor, this is your patient, the case I was telling you about.
I'll be right with you, Mr. Smart.
That's Dr. Steele?
Yes. The chorus line is her cover.
Not much of a cover, is it? Well, I'm not dead yet, Chief.
Have a seat, Mr. Smart.
I'm working on your case. I'm trying to analyze exactly what poison is in your system.
You haven't finished yet?
No, unfortunately, the opening number ran a little long.
Yes, well, could you please hurry, Doctor?
One does not hurry the process of scientific research, Mr. Smart.
Well, would one remember that one is going to die at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and I'm the one who's the one?
Dr. Steele can't find the antidote until she discovers what kind of poison you took. Try to cooperate.
Imagine. A deadly poison released into the bloodstream every second. Building, building to its inevitable end. And it doesn't even upset your stomach.
Forget the commercial. What about the antidote?
There.
The antidote.
No, it's the poison. The very same poison the chaos scientists invented.
I don't understand. The same poison?
Yes. I succeeded in discovering the formula weeks ago. However, I haven't yet been able to master the secret of the delaying action. Mine is fatal in exactly 30 seconds. But I'm certain that I can...
On stage in 2 minutes. You're on, Miss Steele.
Dr. Steele, what about the antidote?
Don't worry, Mr. Smart. Since I know the formula for the poison, I have no doubt that I can find an antidote.
Well, that's great. When?
Shouldn't take me more than 6 months.
6 months?
Well, that is if the show doesn't go on the road.
Well, maybe I can get another dancing doctor in to help you. I'm going to die at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
I know, Mr. Smart. I said 6 months, but it could happen any time. I'm going to find an answer. What I don't know is when. Just my luck to find it tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Look how badly that makes me feel. Well, it could be tomorrow, or it could be the next day, or it could be in a week, or it could be a month.
Well, as long as it could it be in a half an hour?
Doctor, there must be something you can do.
Well, I've already checked the computer. Unless I can find an answer between the shows. I'm afraid this is official. Maxwell Smart. Classification. Dead.
On stage. On stage for rehearsal, Miss Steele.
But...
This is the big finale.
This is crazy. She's crazy. You're all crazy. I don't believe I'm gonna die. I'm gonna get out of here and find another doctor. A real doctor. One with funny legs.
You have at least 9 hours, perhaps as much as 18, Mr. Smart.
The first doctor gave me from 1 to 2 days.
He may be right. I hope so. But frankly, I think he'll die at 1 p.m. today.
I have no family. Haven't had a day off since spy school. There's no way I can crowd 30 years of living into one afternoon. The only thing I can do is check out quietly.
Help!
Home early, Mr. Smart. Getting ready for a big evening?
Yes, John, you might say this is the big one.
I wish I were going.
And you'll be going someday.
Huh?
Listen, John, if I don't see you again, I want to thank you for everything.
You're moving?
Yes, well, you might say that I'm moving on. After tonight, John, well, this is goodbye.
Wait a second. What about the $5 you owe me?
I'll pay you tomorrow.
Max? Max, I just got back from a case and I heard you were sent home. I hope you're not ill.
Not ill, 99.
Oh, good.
Dead.
Max, what are you saying?
I'll be dead in 1 hour and 14 minutes. Make that 1 hour, 13 minutes, and 59 seconds.
Max, there must be some mistake.
There's no mistake, 99. 21 doctors have confirmed it. I've been poisoned, and there's absolutely no chance of finding an antidote in time.
But there must be something that can be done.
There's nothing that can be done. At 1 o'clock, Maxwell Smart will be dead. Only his legend will live on.
Max, you just can't take your death lying down.
There is something I can do.
What's that?
Kill the man who's responsible for trying to murder me.
Do you know who he is?
No, we've never met. But the girl who poisoned me told me that his name was Mr. Hercules.
What girl?
The girl who was in my apartment last night.
I thought you were working last night.
Yes, well, a man needs a little relaxation. I mean, after all work and no play.
Makes Max a dead boy. Oh, I'm sorry, Max. I shouldn't have said that. Do you know where we can find the girl?
No.
Well, maybe she left a clue.
Shh. All right, turn around, put your hands up against the wall. Come on, move, move, turn around.
No, no.
All right, turn around. Now, just who are you, what do you want, and what are you doing in my apartment?
I'm Elwood Box, and this is no longer your apartment. This is government property.
You know who I am.
Yes, I do, Mr. Smart. And you were a wonderful man. Believe me, my heart broke when I heard that you were dead.
That's not so. Max is not dead.
Please. Let's not complicate matters. I have orders here from the Control Termination Department to pick up your body.
Not until 1 o'clock, you don't.
Mr. Smart, don't be selfish. Please, don't waste my entire day. Now, can't I have the body a little earlier?
No, you can't have the body a little earlier. I'd like to use it to try and find my killer.
Very well. I'll see you at 1. And please, do me a favor. While you're looking, wear a dark suit. Shoes are optional.
You got a match, 99?
Oh, here's one, Max.
These matches. That girl left them here. They're peppermint.
Max, are you delirious?
Here, try one. And these cigarettes are tutti frutti.
Well, what do you think it means, Max?
It's our clue, 99. Happy's Health Food Shop.
Oh, good afternoon. The road to better health is a healthy diet.
99, that's the same thing the girl said to me. Is one of your customers a girl?
Sometimes.
Describe her, Max.
Well, I really didn't pay that much attention to her, 99. Let's see, she was about 5'6". Soft blonde hair, 38, 23, 36 measurements, deep blue eyes, and delicious lips.
Max, she tried to poison you.
Well, it's not all gravy, you know. What can you tell me about this?
Oh, it's certainly not poison, sir. It's an organically grown peppermint.
Yes, well, what I want to know...
Look. Didn't you tell me that the girl told you that the poison was with the compliments of a Mr. Hercules?
Of course. Hercules Jim. Listen, can you tell us how we can get to 718 Beacon Street?
Well, it's pretty far. A trip. You go down 14th here. And turn left on Clark Street. Then you want to go further to the... watch the crossroads.
Forget it. I'll be dead before you finish. Come on, 99.
How's the formula for the antidote going, Dr. Steele?
Looks pretty hopeless, but she's still working on it.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Can you dance?
I don't think so.
Then forget it. What?
It's a miracle. I found the antidote.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'll have it ready for you in a few minutes.
Oh, great work, Dr. Steele. Now, all we have to do is find Max.
Is there time?
We still have 25 minutes. His homing device. We'll zero in on him by triangulation. Larrabee, turn on the locator.
Right, Chief.
On stage for rehearsal, Miss Steele.
Dr. Steele, I can't tell you what this means to control. You've done it again. I'm grateful. Dr. Steele, the antidote.
Oh, it's right there on the table.
Oh.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
There it is. Southwest corner of Z Street and 15th.
Come on, hold it. That's this building.
He's here.
It's pinpointed right in this room. What a time for him to forget his coat. Wait a minute, his shoe phone.
I'm sorry the number you are calling has been disconnected. The subscriber is deceased.
But...
this is a recording.
What's wrong, Chief?
The line's dead. And if I can't find Max in exactly 23 minutes, he'll be dead too.
Oh, good morning. May I help you?
Yes, well, we'd just like to look around.
Yes, sir. Are you a member?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not.
Today is your lucky day.
Yes, well, so far it's been just about average.
Because today only you can buy a lifetime membership, usually a $695 value, for only $500.
That's almost $200 off. That's quite a saving, 99. I think I might just...
Max, you have no time.
Oh, right. How much will it cost to join for 17 minutes?
We don't need any money down, sir. We bill you later. Just sign here.
Yes, well, in that case, I'd like to take out a membership for this young lady. You can just bill me any time after tonight. You check that door, I'll check this one. Pardon me. On second thought, you better check this one. I'll check that one.
Mr. Smart?
Well, if it isn't the health food Lucretia Borgia.
Please raise your hands, Mr. Smart.
Then what if I don't?
I will shoot you.
Big deal. I'm afraid that doesn't worry me anymore. You see, I'm already dead. Killing me could become a very bad habit with you.
There's nobody...
99, this is the girl I was telling you about. The girl who poisoned me. Janet, 99. 99, Janet.
Mrs. Smart, I know you are not concerned about your own life, but I am sure you are concerned about hers. Now, both your guns, please. Now, move this way. Hold it. You go in here. You, in there. Down the hall. Door. Through the door, Mr. Smart.
Gentlemen, this fight will have to be short. I have less than 10 minutes. And I have nothing to lose.
Smart, you're right on time. I've been expecting you.
Well, you'd certainly never know it from the reception I just got.
Merely a small delaying action. I wanted you to arrive precisely at this moment, so I can personally watch my poison take effect.
What are you, some kind of a nut that likes to see people die?
Yes. It's such a marvelous contrast to my own splendid health. You have just 3 minutes, Mr. Smart. Will you join me in a last drink?
Most certainly not. That's against regulations. I happen to be working on a case.
Not even the antidote that will save your life?
Yes, well, come to think of it, I think I might have just a little nip.
Not so fast, Mr. Smart. I want the key to Control's new secret code. Give me that, and the antidote is yours.
Forget it.
You haven't much time, Mr. Smart. Right now, your vision is blurring. And you're becoming uncoordinated.
Oh, really? That's what you think.
The information?
Hand me that pad.
Fine, Mr. Smart. Now drink up. Mr. Smart, I thought you were a man of honor. This is the key to your old code.
That's right, Mr. Hercules. Control procedure number 3. I have swallowed the antidote, and you have phony information.
The game of espionage is such fun, isn't it? Why, you gave me phony information. I gave you a phony antidote.
You've been reading the control handbook.
You're wasting precious time. Play fair with me, and I'll play fair with you. Here's the real antidote. You have exactly 1 minute and 30 seconds left. Well?
Well, that's a tough decision to make. Could we have that drink now?
Well, certainly. What'll it be? Carrot juice, onion juice, or Farkleberry juice?
Farkleberry juice?
From the bark of the Farkleberry tree.
Oh. Yes, well, that'll be fine. I'll have Farkleberry juice.
Good. I'm a carrot juice man myself.
I wonder if I could have my Farkleberry juice on the rocks.
Of course. Cheers. Here's your chaser, Mr. Smart. You have exactly 45 seconds to get the bitter taste of death out of your mouth.
Well, that's 15 seconds more than you have, Mr. Hercules.
What?
That's right. I put the same poison in your drink, only it kills in 30 seconds.
Stand back.
Oh, Chief.
What happened?
I was locked in there by the girl who poisoned Max.
Do you know where she went?
Well, she must be somewhere in the building.
What does she look like?
Well, she has blonde hair and she's wearing a candy-striped dress.
Larrabee, go find her. Where's Max?
I don't know, Chief.
Well, let's look in the gymnasium.
It's too late, Chief. He's dead. Oh, what did he say, Chief?
He said, would I get my knee off his chest?
Chief, what happened? Did I die?
No, miss. It's all right. You're alive.
Dr. Steele discovered the antidote, Max. It came to her during the finale. You owe her your life.
Well, I'll have to think of a way to repair, Chief. Maybe a new cane or a test tube. What do you think?
You can start by paying her bill.
What bill? $48? For what?
For your life, Max.
But she works for control.
She developed this on her own time, Max.
But this is ridiculous. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. I'm not paying this bill. $48? That's out of the question. Forget about it. I wouldn't pay it if my life depended on it.
It does, Max. You have to take another dose of this tomorrow, and she has to give it to you if you are to complete your cure.
99, do you have $48 you could let me have until payday?